You were listening to the best of Drive Time Sports on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.
Now, more Drive Time Sports on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, the play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
Welcome back into Drive Time Sports. You're live from the Sutherland Studios here on 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m. Yesterday, we started our recaps of the spring sports season. We're going to continue that today. We got a lot to get into on the local end. All the coaches that join us during the spring sports season, we're going to catch up with them eventually. And today, we're going to start with Emory High School Baseball. What a run. Now, these boys go in as the 12 seed against Manti. They earn a sweep in the Super Regionals. They knock out the number 4 seed Morgan, and they battle to a 2-0 loss with the eventual state champion Canyonview Falcons. This is going to be a fun interview. Joining us right now over the phone, Emory High School baseball manager Chase Julian. And Coach, always a pleasure to get you on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And definitely, Coach. It was a thrilling end to the season, that is for sure, as the boys put together an incredible run. You and I have talked several times since. I mean, the sweep of Manti and Super Regionals. You pick up 2 wins over Morgan, unfortunately, coming up short against Canyonview. But when it all boils down to it, I mean, a team that was the 12 seed going in and was one of the final 3 teams left, I'm sure you were pretty happy with the way the boys played at the state tournament.
Yeah, I was extremely happy, proud of them, the way they finished out the season. We played good the last couple weeks, so it was really good to see and really promising moving forward.
Does it mean anything to you as a coach knowing that season came to an end against the number 1 seed and they went on to move the state championship? Does it show you how close this team is, Coach, knowing that that last meeting with Canyonview was 2-0, or do you care about that at all?
Yeah, I mean, we played well against Canyonview that last game. And, you know, it's really good to be able to see that and see them go on and win. Because it's good motivation for these boys to be able to see, hey, man, we put a game together, had a good game against them, ended up losing. And no matter what, it was a good game. Even the outcome of a loss, it was still a good game we put together. And we lost to the eventual state champ. So it's good for them. It sucks to lose, but it's good for them to see that, hey, we can compete with anybody.
I felt like in talking to some of the players on the team that going into the state tournament, specifically against Manti, they felt like they were going to win a state championship. One in particular was Aiden Citrin, Aiden Abrams. I was talking to him before the game against Manti, and he said, no, I have all the confidence in the world that we're going to go in. Not only are we going to be Manti, but we can win a state championship. I don't know if you felt that they truly believed that, Coach, until you knocked off Manti or maybe knocked off Morgan, but regardless, they went in with a ton of confidence. I mean, that definitely was not an issue.
Yeah, that's what we've been trying to preach all year is you need to have that confidence, have that swagger, so to speak, going in with, it doesn't necessarily need to be a cockiness, but just make sure that you're confident in what you have prepared yourself to do and making sure that you're confident in yourself and your teammates and, I mean, everybody that's there that's helping in a deciding factor. Like, it takes an entire team from top to bottom to win a state title. And it took a long time this year for them to buy in and believe, but going into that games, them games against Manti, they got on board and it was nice and they could see what it does when you bring that confidence and back it up with all the hard work and playing that they have done all year. And so it was good to see.
One moment in particular that will always stand out to me, Coach, at this state tournament, it's an elimination game against Morgan. The rain comes in right before the rain delay hits. You're going to a pitching change. You're going to bring in Xander Robinson. The go-ahead run, if I remember correctly, was coming to the plate for Morgan with runners at the corners. We go into this lengthy delay. Xander comes back in once we resume, and he was just absolutely lights out. It was one of those performances that you don't necessarily see coming to this extent. I mean, he goes 3 2/3. He gave up just one hit. He fanned a couple of batters, and Morgan could not figure him out. To me, that was one of the most, I don't want to say unexpected performances, but it was definitely one of the more elite pitching performances that we saw at the state tournament as a whole. Even going into the state championship, Xander was phenomenal. And then he follows that up with an outstanding performance against Canyon View. So we saw some really great stuff out of this junior.
Yeah, and he's pitched well for us all year. He's had to pitch a lot of JV ball for us. He's pitched awesome all year for us. But yeah, like you said, it was definitely a little unexpected for him to pitch as well as he did against Morgan and against Canyonview. He pitched awesome for us. He came out there and he came out with the confidence and all the confidence in the world, and it showed. He pitched well. He located well. He was locating every pitch for strikes, and that's huge when you come to the state tournament. You gotta throw strikes. Can't give any freebies out at that level.
The other outstanding pitching performance that we have to talk about, it was Hayden Abrams in his first game, in the first game against Morgan, because again he was spectacular, and he's been spectacular all season long, throughout the entire sports season, not just baseball. I mean, he's been dynamic. Coach, he goes 6 innings. I believe he gave up 7 hits. If I remember right, he had 6 or 7 strikeouts in that game as well. He was also phenomenal, not only on the pitcher's mound, but also at the plate.
Yeah, he's done well for us all year. He really did have a great senior campaign throughout every sport that he played. He was great for us. He was a great leader. He stepped up, and it was kind of out of his comfort zone, but he was a great vocal leader for us as well. And you got to have that out of ball club. And he did well for us. He pitched that first game against Morgan. He come out, had the hitters off balance. And when you get them off balance, like him and Xander both, when you get them off balance and guessing that pitches, they start swinging outside of their realm and outside of the strike zone. And so he pitched well for us, and then he stepped up and he hit a foul ball home run, and then come back, I think, the next at bat and hit a home run for us in that game. So, I mean, he was doing offense and defense for us, and he stepped up big for us.
When the season comes to an end, Coach, you lose this game to Canyon View 2-0. Tying run was at the plate. Had an opportunity to, I believe the go-ahead run came to the plate now, if I remember correctly. Regardless, there was an opportunity to extend the season. It comes up short. And you know that you've accomplished a great deal with this team that definitely overplayed where they were seeded going into the tournament. Was there sadness in that dugout, or did the team feel accomplished in what they did?
There was a little bit of both. They were proud of what they did and what they accomplished, but at the same time, we left quite a few runners on base against Canyonview. Bases loaded, one out, second and third with no outs, one inning, second and third again. I think it was nine runners that we left in scoring position that game. So, I mean, it was we couldn't come up with a big hit when we needed it, but they pitched well. They played great defense. The Ludlow kid in center ran down balls that I didn't think he was going to get to. So, I mean, they were proud. They were sad that it come to an end, that we didn't reach our goal of a state title, but overall, I think they were happy with what they accomplished, and to accomplish it the way we did, being the 12 seed, kind of being underlooked. It was pretty awesome for these kids. So,
again, manager Chase Julian of the Emory Spartan baseball team joining us right now. Coach, I do want to get your perspective on the senior class, because these are kids that you've now been with for 3 years. You kind of got to see them morph into the baseball players that they are, and it's a fun senior group. It's a senior group that has accomplished a lot, not only on the baseball diamond, but in sports in general at Emory High.
Yeah, they've done, I mean, I've been 3 years, like you said, and they've grown tremendously. They're great, great kids outside of the sport. They're just great kids to be around. They're great athletes. They're great kids. They're great with in the community. And to be a part of that and to be able to say that I was a part of their lives it's truly an amazing thing as a coach, and that's kind of what makes coaching all the better, is having kids like that. So I'll miss them and wish them the best in their future endeavors.
I know that you were active last summer, Coach, and you've put a big emphasis on making sure that you don't dominate these kids' summers with baseball, but you get the proper work in. What's next?
So we have a summer league that we'll be playing in. We'll hit some tournaments in, I think one's in June and one's in July. We have, I think, 7 doubleheaders that we have scheduled right now in June. So we'll get some work in. We like to try to wrap things up so they can get into the swing of football come July, but we'll have a little bit of the 1st of July that they'll do, and then we'll kind of wrap it up, let them do football for a while, and then get back into open gyms in the fall.
It's pretty wild how fast it goes by, and for the most part, I guess the weather did cooperate. We didn't have too many cancellations this year, but it's still such a quick season. Seems like the summer months, actually, it may be longer than the actual season itself.
Yeah, it's crazy how fast the season goes once you get into it. And then we didn't have a lot of cancellations until late, and then it was kind of tough to get them all in. We were playing 4 games a week at the last couple weeks of the season, trying to get everything in. But summer, yeah, it seems like it cooperates, and we get a lot more ball in than. I think last year we played the same amount of games in the summer as we did in the spring, but it was just spread out a little further. So,
well, Coach, it was fun to watch. That is for sure. This team was always entertaining, and then to see this the state tournament run, another magical state tournament run, had one similar last year, and so you definitely get the boys playing at the highest level when it counts the most, and I always appreciate you taking out the time to come on and talk about the team. It's always fun.
Yeah, it was fun to see him compete right there at the end, and it was awesome for him to come together at that time. And yeah, I appreciate you having me and dealing with me as much as you do, and I can't thank you enough.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Coach. Can't wait to talk again real soon. Thanks again.
Yep, thank you.
That's Coach Chase Julian again of the Emory High School baseball team. How fun was that last week? Watching this team just continue to push and push and push, and they were one of the final 3 teams standing. Heck of a run. We're going to talk Carbon High School baseball on the show tomorrow. Manager Rob Smith is going to join us in the studio as we continue on with our season recap interviews. We've got to pause for just a moment. A little Football Tuesday. Schedule's been released. San Francisco 49ers have been big spenders, locking up their own. There's a few storylines to get into here on Football Tuesday. We'll tackle that in just a few moments when we return live from the Sutherland Studios. It's Drive Time Sports.